want that much pollution. We don't want to depend so much on matter. We believe that perhaps the Indian from India, the Brazilian, the African have the same right to life that we have. How we go about it? Well, we have to give up a number of things. One of the things that we might give up is the total arbitrariness, total license of doing my own thing regardless. That doesn't mean that you're putting yourself in a prison. You're giving yourself a certain discipline within which you're going to express your freedom.
I can see some very, difficult design problems related to that, or environmental problems.
I'm not suggesting that life is going to become simpler. I'm suggesting life is going to become complex, more complex. But when the architect turns around and says, but what am I going to do? Well, you're going to have an enormous responsibility just because you're accepted a discipline which makes sense with environment, etc., etc. But you can say, no, I'm not interested in that. I might go on in my own little group. That's your choice. In a way, total freedom is with total discipline. It's only when you become very disciplined that you are really free. And that goes for individuals and for societies. If you reject discipline, you have got very little to work with.
Very similar cities in terms of density, existing ones, in different societies in the relationship of Tokyo to New York. Mm-hmm. Tokyo, very low crime rates, and a very much more disciplined society. But I don't know that you could relate that discipline to freedom.
No, well, I mean basically self-discipline, evidently. I don't mean the coercion, I mean self-discipline.
I think it is a very self-disciplined society.
Then
I think it's a pretty good society.
Do you see the discipline of man as the continuation of the evolutionary process, or something that will have to be pushed?
At this point it has to be pushed, but hopefully it's part of the evolutionary process. And it's basically the notion that even though we are a very important individual, we are an important individual because we belong to something which transcends individual. So it's the old saying that the totality is more than the sum of the parts. And if we don't believe in that, then evidently there's not too much ethics that we can latch on, because I do my business because that's what I should do. And if that's the guideline, that evidently perhaps we shouldn't have society, we should have cages of confrontation where I have my armor around myself and I go on from there.
Do you think that we'll have to evolve before we build our colleges, or build our colleges to make us evolve?
Yeah, I tend to believe that at a certain point it's necessary to set up the conditions by which certain new ways of doing things that can be actually performed. And I always make the example of, no matter how much music you have in your mind, you're going to play piano music only if you have a piano. Can do without it. So in many ways the instrument is necessary before any kind of performance can be. And in this case, the instrument, we have the instrument which is called Phoenix. Well, I believe that we can define a better instrument.
Can you say something about this program that you have for students there? I mean, if I was an architect student and I wanted to go there to work, would I end up being somewhere in a cafeteria, or would I be in construction, some related field?
Yeah, we are trying to keep on the building side the people that are really interested in building. Sometimes we, in the last 2 years, we gave what we called the Frank Lloyd Wright Scholarship for kitchen work. recall that way because I was working in the kitchen when it was a tranquil light. So it just came as a real joke. But sadly, if you cannot pay, you might have to do some work in the kitchen. But that happened for only a few people throughout the year. When we got a number of too many people, we had to ask some help in the kitchen, and then we might do it that way.
What about if you can't spend the full 6 weeks? What if you have?
We have 4 weeks optional. We hope that not to have too many people in 4 weeks because it's a little too short. But there are 4 weeks workshops.
But what would happen after the 6 weeks if you wanted to stay on? Would you have to pay again, or might you be hired if you were?
What we do now is, if you're very, very good and if you are needed, you might be able to stay and you might have to pay just food and insurance, which is $15 a week plus $15 every 6 weeks for insurance. If you want to stay but there's no room or we don't need you, then you pay half of the tuition.
I know John Harris, and he was with you for, what, 2 years?
Mm-hmm. Well, he ended up by being paid slightly. Usually that's the process. You come and pay, there's a period and you don't pay, and there's a period that the foundation begins to pay you.
Any more questions? Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Terribly enjoyable.